Amid seething tensions exacerbated by angry rhetoric from the two nuclear-armed neighbors, Pakistan on Thursday went into a diplomatic overdrive in an attempt to prevent military escalation with India. In a flurry of diplomatic activity, the country's top leadership and diplomats in key Western capitals contacted leaders and envoys to brief them on fallacies in the Indian narrative about the Falcon incident. The diplomatic push came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke by telephone to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar and urged them to work with each other to de-escalate tensions. With the stakes appearing to grow higher by the hour, Chinese Ambassador Zhang Zidong on Thursday called on Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif at his office and emphasized that Beijing would always support Islamabad to achieve the common desire of both the countries to secure peace and stability in South Asia. Ambassador Zhang thanked the Prime Minister for sharing Pakistan's perspective on the emerging situation due to Indian baseless propaganda and unilateral action, according to a statement from the PM office. The Prime Minister conveyed his warm wishes to President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang, and expressed Pakistan's sincere thanks to China for its strong and steadfast support to Pakistan in the prevailing situation. While recalling the recent telephone conversation between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar, the Premier thanked China for understanding Pakistan's principled position vis-à-vis India's actions since April 22, 2025. In particular, the Prime Minister thanked China for its endorsement of his offer for a credible, neutral, and transparent international investigation into the Pahalgam incident. The Prime Minister said that Pakistan has always condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. As a frontline state in the war against terror, Pakistan has sacrificed over 90,000 lives, while suffering over $152 billion in economic losses in its effort to make the country, as well as the rest of the world, a safer place. He added that India's belligerent actions could distract Pakistan from its ongoing counter-terrorism efforts against ISKP, TTP, and BLA, who were operating from inside Afghanistan. The Prime Minister said that India's decision to weaponize water was extremely regrettable, especially as there was no provision for either party to walk away unilaterally from its commitments under the Indus Waters Treaty. He also underscored that peaceful resolution of the Jammu and Kashmir dispute was the only way to ensure lasting peace in South Asia. The Chinese ambassador thanked the Prime Minister for sharing Pakistan's perspective and emphasized that China would always support Pakistan to achieve the common desire of both countries to secure peace and stability in South Asia.